present. Today on a second episode, let's talk about how often you should replace your phone after getting a phone. How often, like after how many years do you feel one should replace his phone? I have five important pointers which I'd like to tell, after which if you feel that your phone is still old or still not up to the mark, you can change it. So the first reason is its performance and how fast or slow it has been. So have you ever noticed this? You get the phone brand new the first day and you use it and it's all fast and zippy, and then after 2 or 3 years the phone isn't up to your mark and it doesn't perform that well. There are a lot of app crashes happening and maybe it's not it doesn't perform that well. So that might be one of those indications where you might want to consider getting a new phone. It is a nightmare to turn on your smartphone and then you have to wait for an eternity for it to start. I mean, no one likes that. Or what about you take a device and it takes a long time for a person to call or respond, if it doesn't work that well. And if you have that feeling where you switch apps and it takes longer than usual, that's one of those that's when you should consider changing your phone. That's one of the reasons. The second reason is actually from the company side. If the operating system is not up to date or if it's outdated, what do I mean by that? Imagine you got your new phone and the software is all up to date and it's all fine, but then after you use it for 3 or 4 years, typically your phone will lose you won't be able to update it, because there would have been a lot faster and newer phones and the software should be enough and fast enough to handle those processors. So I feel if you're if the version of your software in your phone is outdated, you might need to consider changing your phone. That's the second reason, guys. And the third reason being, this happens over time. This doesn't happen as soon as you get a new phone. It's obvious, right? The battery, you get a new phone, the battery is all solid. You're getting what the company says, you're getting 6 hours, 7 hours of what of the battery, even after light or heavy usage. But then, after some time, the battery degrades. You all know, all lithium ion batteries, they do degrade over time. So after a certain amount of charge cycles, the battery doesn't charge, or it doesn't have the capacity to retain its charge. So you can still use it, but still a battery, it is an electronic device. I mean, it has a certain lifespan. The more you use it, the more it'll wear out over time. It's like a natural process. If the battery is wearing down, it's like a clear sign that you need to replace the battery. But if you've reached the point where you've just given up and you've already changed the battery and you still don't want to, then it's a no-brainer. You should just go for a new phone. And the fourth reason being, you're out of storage. What do I mean by that? It's you get a new phone and then 2 or 3 years back, the top end storage would have been 64 GB. By the time you would have used it for 2 or 3 years, imagine the amount of media you would have stored. What do I mean by media? Photos, videos, and nowadays, like, you know, you get a lot, you text a lot, and you get all these WhatsApp messages and all these photos and videos being forwarded through WhatsApp and other like texting platforms. So that's a lot of, you know, lot of storage, lot of MBs, you know, getting added. You can, you know, delete them from time to time, but you can still delete it and you can still make it work. But what if you still have, you know, important data stored and you just want to, you know, upgrade your storage and, you know, get an excuse that your phone's just being old. So storage is not that big of a reason. I mean, it is a big reason if you have a phone of storage, like, you know, say 32 GB, then that's very less in this time. But anything more than 64 is completely fine, and you can manage data and, you know, delete some stuff and get your you know, manage your phone properly. But if not, you, like, if you run out of space on your device, it doesn't mean that you should, like, you know, like I said, like, run to the mall and go buy a new smartphone. If you run out of storage, you can save photos or videos or install more apps by expanding your device's internal memory if it has one, or simply clean or delete files and the apps that you don't use or need. So what if this last reason is a little trivial, but I'm still gonna do it. What if your phone, you know, your photos in your phone, I mean, they are uglier? What exactly do I mean by that? Like, the day you get your phone and you know, you start taking pictures, it's all, you know, it's all nice and good, but then over time, smartphone, you know, manufacturers, they do actually, at a point, you know, after 2 or 3 years, they actually do come up with good features and good camera improvements that you might not like the photos. I mean, it's still good, it's still, you can still use them, it's not that it's complete trash, but you'd still, you know, want the latest and greatest of what the companies provide. But what I said exactly, this might seem trivial to some, but for many people, you know, this is already a good enough reason to aim for a new smartphone. There's a good reason, you know, why smartphones are leading to the extinction of digital cameras. Because it could be at your phone's lens that was like scratched or bumped at some point, or it's the quality of your photos and videos, like, you know, that's not up to the mark, or you're not satisfied with it. So I feel these 5 reasons, you know, are pretty much the main reasons, like, a person should consider before making the switch to another phone or a new phone. So let me just tell it to you once. First, if it's really slow, like if it's not at all performing, if the apps are not at all, you know, opening on time, or it's taking a lot of time. Second, you know, the version of your software, it doesn't have the proper updates, like it doesn't get the necessary updates, then you should consider, you know, getting a new phone. Second reason. The third reason, the battery. You can still exchange your, I mean, you can still replace your battery, you know, at a fraction of a cost. But still, if you are, you know, going for a new phone and you're sick of the look of your current phone, you can, you know, use that as an excuse and get a new phone. Or the fourth reason being, you run out of storage, which necessarily doesn't apply to people who have more than 64 GB, because they can easily manage it and, you know, store data efficiently. They might have hard disks and such, or there are many other options like the cloud, where, you know, many options like Google and all, they provide free options, such as 30 GB of free data to upload and, you know, keep your data in the cloud. And the last thing is, if you're not satisfied with the camera, not that you were when you bought it, but if you are not after using it for 3 or 4 years. So that's my take, guys. You know, 5 solid reasons for why, how often you should replace your phone, like those important criterias. After, you know, checking them out, you can, you know, consider changing your phone or getting a new one. So my advice would be, get a phone. You must consider, you know, getting a new phone after 3 years, because 3 years there would have been a lot of advancements in technology, and your phone, your battery would have, you know, lost its its capacity to withhold a charge. You can, you know, get a new phone after 3 years. Like, it's not a big, I mean, it's not like, what do I say, I'm not finding the right words. I mean, you can go for it, is what I'm trying to say. So thank you guys for listening, for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. See ya.